with the Balatanya even after the Patira. He would actually be able to see the Balatanya Tzai Behokit and Tzai Behaloyim. Many times it would be in a dream. Many times it would appear like in the middle of the day, it would appear to him like he sees him. And to the extent was that it was not just that he saw him, that he would, after his Patira. It turns out that one time that he was sitting and was learning in his room, the Tzemach Tzedek, he had many shilas in learning. So he was mishtaikik very much. He had a tremendous chukit to be zeichet to the next time that he'll see his Zayde, he'll see the Balatanya, and he'll be able to present all of his problems, all of his shilas to the Tanya. But never happened. It didn't happen. For some reason it just didn't happen. He just didn't show up. And he had a lot of tsar. Turns out that after quite a bit of time passed, and the Tzemach Tzedek was that particular day he was going to Daven Bahashkome in the shul of his shver, the Mittler Rebbe. And as he goes on the way to shul, so a pushti yid stops him. God, a yid yoshemayim, a yid was nehenem, a yid kapoy, you know, doing business and so on and so forth. And it turns out that that day was the Yom Hashuk. The Yom Hashuk means it was market day. People who heard a little bit from Europe what market day meant, that was like the county fair. That was an extreme opportunity to be able, if you're matliach, for extra business. People would wait an entire year for specific times when you had market day. I believe maybe once I might have mentioned, but there's the Tshuva in the Ma'arik, for example, with the early poiskim, with the Kadmoinen, like Abba Chalamoid. Chalamoid, B'derech Klal, one should refrain from doing malocha. One should not even do business unless it's a Dovra Ovid, which means a significant loss. So the Shaila was that in Frankfurt, twice a year, there happens to be a fair. Twice a year. During the fall, it happens to come out Chalamoid Sukkot. And the Marik Paskins, you're allowed to do it on Chalamoid, he says. Why? Because the fair is a major, major opportunity. And if you lose it, you lost a lot. It's considered to be a big hefset. That's the Tshuva, basically. So it was the Yom Hashuk. And Tzemach Tzedek was on the way to shul. The Yid stops him and says, Rebbe, he says, I need a halvo, I need a gimel chesed, I need 3 rubles. Till tonight or maybe till next morning. And Rebbe said he didn't have any money on him. So he said, you know what? After davening, I'll go back home, come back, and I'll give you Bez Hashem. So, meantime, so Tzemach Tzedek goes to shul and he goes to daven. He's ready already, has his talis already on his shoulder, and he stops to think. He says, maybe I made a mistake, he says. Because today's market day. Is if I'm not going to give him the money right away until after davening, maybe he lost another opportunity. But you never know when that tzloch is. You know, every hour is very wichtig there. And maybe, punkt, this is the time that he would be able to be marviach. Am I not giving him the gemilas chesed immediately? So maybe I was really mafsed in. He put down the talis before davening, went back home. This time he took out 5 rubles and he gave me even a larger halvoa than he asked for. And he gave it to the yid. It turns out, he says, that all of a sudden, he says, after that, all of a sudden the Zayde comes to him and he sees to him that he was waiting for so long. And he answered him all of his questions, all of his fakes. And he said to him, when a Yid does a Gemilas Chesed to another Yid, he says, B'lev Sholem, he says, without any pnias, he does it L'shmo. Somebody who does a Toivet to another Yid, he says, B'yahava, he says, all the Heicholos and Shemaim are open. And I now was given Rishus to come and to see you. And that's the Goyse Koyach, you know, of doing Tevis for a Yid. Again, this is all Minhagim that you learn from Tzadikim. What we're going to do is we're going to start, let's say, Bimamshich. We're in the middle of Peri Gimel. In the first page in the bottom of Peri Gimel, where it starts Ubir Ho'inyan, which goes over to the next page. Ubir Ho'inyan. I believe it's page 13. In the bottom. Just want to mention one nekuda, maybe just to conclude what we left off actually 2 weeks ago, where we're discussing the Yeser Spheres, right? We're discussing the Yeser Spheres, Chochma Bina Das, and then the Zayin Midus, which is of course Chesed Gvura Teferis Netzach Hod Yesod Malchus, which we elaborated on that. We pointed out that just like we have Yeser Spheres in the spiritual form, there's also Yeser Spheres, so to speak, in the Gashmitic form. The Kodesh Baruch Hu has the Yeser Spheres in Shemaim. These are the vehicles of how the Eir and Soif, how Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the divine light into this world during these various Kalim, during these various manifestations. But the same thing, every person within himself also has the Bechina of the Yeser Spheres, We have the Chelik HaSeichel, which is 3, Chochem HaBin on Das. Then the Chelik of the Midois, which is the 7, which is Chesed Gvur, Teferet Netzach Hod Yisoid Malchus. So I just want to mention, and I believe we gave a diagram again in the past, a number of weeks ago, and the Maisa, it's also substantiated. I want to mention the Mora Naim in Parshas Bishalach, the Chernobyl Magid. He says, brings from his Rebbe, brings from the Magid, which is the Rebbe of the Baal HaTanya as well, who says that the 7 days of the week basically is Keneged Zayin Midos. You have 7 days a week. That corresponds to the first day of creation. Yom Aleph Sunday was created with the Midah of Chesed. Then you have Monday was created with the Midah of Gevura, Chesed Gevura. Tuesday, which is the third day, was created with the third Midah, which is Teferis, and so on and so forth. And it's just notable that, very interesting, that his Sforim HaKadoshim say, so if the first day is Chesed, so the second day was created with the Midah of Gevura, very interesting, you know, Yom Beis, it does not say Kitoiv. Now Rashi has a pshat. He said because there was havdalah v'yavdil elikim. Whenever there's havdalah, whenever there's a split, it's not a good thing. When you have to divide and you have to break unity, no, it's not a good thing. It doesn't take you toif. Rashi brings it to say a medrash. Sefer Chassidus point out that being that Yom Beis is the day that Kodesh Baruch Hu used the mid of Givura, right? Mid of Givura basically represents mid of Sadin. So therefore, Yom Beis does not have kitoif. When it comes to the third day is already Teferis. Teferis is already Imizuk. That basically is a combination. It's a combination of Chesed and Gevura, which had been synthesized and had been neutralized. So the Midas Adin of Gevura now has been neutralized. And together with Chesed, you have Gevura combined. So therefore, Yom Gimel has twice Kitoy. Because Yom Gimel is connected to Teferis. And Teferis, by definition, as we already pointed out, is a combination of the two Midas of Chesed and Gevura. Interesting is also that the Mornaim brings that from his Rebbe, from the Magid. And take a look on the sheet. Take a look at the first piece on the sheet. First we'll take a look at the first stickle, the Mornaim. In Parshas Bishalach. Let's take a look. He's a Vina Moiri Virabi. Nishmosoi begins the Meroimim. Omar. That the Yisra B'Zohar HaKodesh, the Zohar HaKodesh says, Ki kol yoyim yimei ha-shvue koyim al mida achas. So I heard from Am Rebbe, the Zohar HaKodesh tells us that every day of the week basically corresponds to a different mida. He says, Aleph is vahiyoyer, vahiyoyer b'yamalka, that's mida sahavo. Ahavo is chesed. Chesed is light. Chesed is something which is very, very positive. So yoyim Aleph was oyer, because that's connected to mida of chesed. And so on and so forth. Ayin b'Zohar Bereishis. The Yomar, and I heard from my Rebbe, the Magid said, Rebbe Rebbeir said, Shitzorach ha'odom lezachech midoysov b'chol yoim. Every day you have to work to refine the midik of that day. So every Sunday, being that Sunday corresponds to the mid of Chesed, one should work on his midas ha'chesed. As it is the Magid. And Yom Sheni is midas givura. Sometimes we have to utilize midas givura. Sometimes we have to have strength to be able to oppose and not to be swept away with the tide. Sometimes we have to be able to be very, very strong and to meet the challenges that the mid of Gevura, this negative Gevura, and then there's, of course, positive Gevura. So Yom Beis is a time that we're supposed to concentrate on being mezachech, refining and purifying midas Gevura, and so on, each day corresponding to the midah, right, that it's connected with. That's the day to work on that particular midah. And this is a lifetime job. There's no end in refinement. There's no end in purity. There's no end when you come to Ruchnis. Ruchnis is something that doesn't have a gvul. It's something that goes beyond barriers, beyond mechitzes. And he went on to say, he says, Be'en Beis, for example, the mid of Yira. Gevura corresponds to Yira. Chesed corresponds to Ava. So the first day of the week, which is Chesed, right? Chesed is Ava. And Ava, next comes Yira. So Beis, Be'en Beis, which is Gevura, corresponds to Yira. The person should work on his mid of Yira. Or from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Stand in awe from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To be able to be mizbeinin, to think about it in a way that basically to motivate ourselves to understand the godless habayrus. We'll soon see the Tanya pointing that out soon. The chen kulam, he says yira al midois of lesaknon. The person should work on his midos. Basically, you have the 7 midois, and these are the 7 midois correspond to a different day of the week, and therefore we concentrate to work on those midois. Ka'omur, as mentioned, b'chol yoyim he says mida achas b'yoyser. He says the imloy dailoy. He says. If it's not enough, in other words, Yoko Malamida Achevareno. In other words, do it as long as you have to. Keep doing it and keep doing it over and over again until you get it as clear and as pure as possible. So interesting thing what he says here. Says the Moira Naim, the Omar Moiri, my Rebbe the Magid said, Shuhu Noah Kach, he says, Bitchilo, that in the beginning this was his custom. Imagine what he says. He would take off time from learning. Take off time from learning. Amazing thing. The Maggid would dedicate an hour or two a day to work on his middos. To work on his middos. He says, put the learning aside for that hour or two. You can imagine the Maggid's refinement of the middos. You can imagine where his madrega was. And yet he felt it important enough. I mean, I'm talking about even the betchil of the Maggid. You can imagine. Not the sofer of the Maggid. The Maggid's madrega, even betchil, what that was. And yet, to see how far a person can go in kedusha, that this is what he would do. And basically, this is the message that eight every day of the week, which corresponds to a different midah. So that is something that was a system to work on it. Just want to mention another thing, which we don't have on the sheet, which is again very interesting, and that is the Moranayim brings it in Parshas Chayesora, which Noble Magid brings. He said the truth is we know that the Zayin midos, right, are the toilodos, are the offspring of the first three of Chochma Bina Das. Remember, the Tanya classified Chochma Bina Das as the imois, as the mothers. These are the mothers. This is what produced. Now, it's the Chochma and the Bina, it's the understanding and the wisdom through which we are able to channel, to able to utilize the Midas in a proper way. So the Chochma Bina and the Das, which are those, the mothers, which are Moilit, which through them we are able to basically work on the Zayin Midas. So the Chernobyl Magid says in Mora Naim, it says in Parshas Chayesora, he says, the greater, the more that a person is koyne shleimus in the Zayin Midos, so automatically he also elevates, he says, the imois, because the Zayin Midos are the offshoot, this is the offspring of the three, of Chochma Bina Das. So his Chochma also becomes stronger. His Bina becomes stronger. The more shleimus that a person is koyne in the Midos, the Shairish of the Midas, after all, come from where? From Chochma Bina Das, from the first three. So the more refinement, the more a person's Koine Shleimus in the Zayin Midas, he also is Mechazik, he strengthens, and he gains greater power in Chochma Bina Das. To the point that as Koich of Chochma becomes so strong, says the Mora Naim, that he's able to learn and know things that he never learned before. In other words, he's Zoyche to Hashpois of Chochma Bina Shemaim, the things that maybe you never even learned. But min hashamayim der mashpia chochma. Because through the Zayin Midos, that a person refines himself, namele he is zoyche to greater depth and havona in chochma, he said he will be able to understand learning. Afila Zazachi said that he never learned before. Somehow, he'll have a yedi about it. He'll have knowledge into that. An interesting thing, he says, and he says, it's not for naught. He says, we say, Shmuel Omer, right? How is the Gedarshan? B'shloish Esrei, Midos. You see that something, Chochmas HaTorah, has to do with Midos. It's Cheshem of 13, which is not the place now, but we're talking about the Zayin Midos. But you see that the drushes of the Torah are connected to Midos. So a person who refines himself in the area of Midos, that is a stepping stone, and that becomes a drawing source to be able to be Koine Chochmah. The more refinement, the more pure a person is in his Midos, in his Chesed, Gevur, in his Teferis, and so on, Namil Hu B'Zoyche to a greater connection with Chochma Bina and Das, the Torah Vet Gedarshan through Midos, Yud Gimel Midos. So it's a Talad Gezach, because in fact it's Taki Derachaim HaKodesh. I just want to tell you, it says in Parshas Riyeh, he says that many times, he says you have a Bochan Yeshiva. It doesn't say that, I'm using that Moshel, but it doesn't have to be Dafka Bochan Yeshiva, who basically could be a Masmid and maybe encounters a lot of difficulty in his learning, right? Could be a number of reasons, but here's one to think about. And by the way, and that's true, even he says it could be by Gedolei Yisrael also. I mean, that doesn't always go smooth. There's always certain things that cross our path, many, many difficulties. So the Aruch Chaim HaKodesh says it like this. He says, if you encounter a difficulty in learning, it must be that there is a barrier that you have created preventing the Hashpoas of Chochmah. Because Baruch Hu sees you want to learn. So why is he giving you the Chochmah? He gave you the Torah. He gave you the wherewithal also. He says, the Averis and the Avoinus of a person, he says, it would create a Mechitza. And blocks the Hashpoas HaChochmah. Baruch Chaim HaKodesh says, purify yourself. Be Mekadesh yourself. Be Metayer yourself. So you're creating a base kibble, and you'll see all of a sudden an unparalleled Hashpoah of Siyata Dishmaya. And he touches the Pasuk, Shemoyer Vishomato. That's in Parshas Riyeh. Shemoyer. You just keep the Torah and the Mitzvahs, and then Vishomato. Shomato Loshen Havona. So this goes hand in hand. That the refinement, the purity, the Kedusha, the Tahara, the character of the person, the refinement of the midos. This is all kedusha. Shteitzer the tzara kedusha. The one then is zeicher to have hashpura, to have hashpura chokhmah. And the truth is, you see many gedolei Torah. Many gedolei Torah. I mean, you see mamish which are so torahed, which are so torahed, so busy, and poshet they don't have time to learn. They don't have time to learn. I mean, even Rav Aaron in his day was running around raising money for the yeshiva. Just a simple trip, just back and forth, is hours and hours. Yeah, Vader Bayer was a Luya Shemensh, but nevertheless, still, Torah doesn't fly into the head, Stamazoy. It's a tremendous Yatad Ishmael, tremendous Yatad. The same thing you see, you see Gdoyla Admirin. I mean, people who are busy, we're coming 24 hours a day. I mean, there's thousands of Hasidim, and there's problems of Klal Yisrael coming from all areas. And yet, you saw that they mastered Torah in every area. Where'd it come from? Tremendous Bezundas Yatad Ishmael. Because there's a refinement in the midos, and Elochei Taka, who's the tzaddik Taka, is zoiche to a very, very special Siyata Dishmaya. Matter of fact, Chazanish once said, he said like this, he said, it's Yitochen that even Bizman Hazeh, there is a Balkishan like Rabbi Kiva Eger, he said. It's Yitochen. He said, listen, yeah, you have great Balkishan. Could be even the secular world, tremendous Balkishan. Right? Great scientist, great man, Balkishan. So it's Yitochen, that Bizman Hazeh, he says, that there are Balei Kishrin, like Rabbi Kiva Eger. However, but there's no one today who is a Yerushalmayim like Rabbi Kiva Eger. And being there's no Yerushalmayim like Rabbi Kiva Eger, there will not be a Rabbi Kiva Eger today. Now, the greater the refinement in the Zayin Midas, the greater the person's Mekadosh himself, purifies himself, then you have this Yatad Dishmaya. That doesn't work with the science of Chochmas Bnei Odom. It's Chochmas Hashem. Chochmas Hashem, there are special conditions. There's a book of instructions. How a person is zeich to Yatad Dishmaya for Chochmas Hashem. No, your Shemayim, Shemoyer. The greater the Shemoyer, so will be Takya the Shomato. And therefore, you know, when the Gemara tells us, Takya in Brochus Lamed Beis, that Chasidim Rishoyinim or Yishoyin Shoachas Lifnei Atfilah. Chasidim Rishoyinim. They spent an hour for Hachonas HaTfilah. Then they spent an hour after davening. And the davening itself was also an hour. Right? So there was more, you know, before and after than the davening itself. The Hachonas HaTfilah was an hour, and after davening was an hour. I got just an aside. You know, before she met the Kasha, what was the hour after davening? The hour before davening was a Hachonas to daven. So now we daven, Chinuka daven. So what's he spending an hour after davening? He's not davening anymore. And he's not getting ready for Mincha. What's that? The Torah says the Hasidim Rishonim, when they davened, they connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Imamish, like they left this world. And they connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you Oymed Lifnei Hashem. That's what tefillah is. A person is Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. That after davening, they couldn't come back to this world. They had to work on it. They had to take an elevator to come down. That took them another hour. In other words, the tefillah experience took them out of the realm of Olam Hazeh. They were in a matzav of Olam Haba. That's the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu that they had. A unique relationship. So after davening, they had to come down again. Took them an hour. Took them now to be able to come back to this mundane world. That was the Shoyin Shoachas Achra Tzilu. And the Gemara says, you make a cheshbon with that 3 times a day, so 9 hours is just busy with davening. Right? 9 hours of davening. The Gemara says, V'chimeacha, the Gemara says, Shishoyin Teisha Shoyiz B'yoyim B'tzilu Toiros and Hechem Mishtameres. So how is the Torah protected? What happened to the Torah? And the Gemara says, "Mitoich shechasidim heim toirosa mishtameres." Rishalmi says, "Aloshin toirosa mizbareches." A special bracha comes in the Torah. Bavli says, "Aloshin the Torah becomes protected; that nothing should happen to it, even though they can't invest so much time in it." That tremendous Yatad Dishmaya. Remember, a number of years ago, maybe 15 years ago or more, Hagoyim Reb Pinchas Hirschsprung spent a night at my home. There was a chasana, someone from Montreal, was someone from our base medrash. So the kids, so he came representing the chosen side, and he slept over the night. Tremendous masnit. It was one of the greatest bikiyim of today, Bizman Hazeh. I mean, it was a phenomenal baki. I mean, the term baki that you usually throw around doesn't even apply to him. I mean, he shas verbatim, and this is something that everybody saw. But he mentioned, he says that he already was a Baki Bishas, he says already as a Bocher still. He was a prime Talmud of Meir Shapiro in Lublin. Prime Talmud. Meir Shapiro used to, as they say, he had a Spiegel to name. So this was someone that he was What did I produce? Him. This will be the thing. Maybe she produced it. This. Just look. Everything's good. I just produce him. So he told me, remember this. He said, so, give me our book, he says. He says, so I took upon myself, and he said, the Loshin says in Yiddish, even kindish, was childish. Childish of me. But I took upon myself, he says, to see if I can chap gedoylem, to see how much, if I can catch him someplace they don't know. And he picked, you know, you can be sure, it wasn't something. So he prepared for this. So he said to me like this, chap Rabban, he says, I caught him. Chab and Briskeruf, he says, I caught him. He says, Mr. Zalman, very clearly. And he goes on, and he, by the way, he also told me which Gemaras they were. Everyone, he says. I managed to chab each and every one. There was one godly, he says, I never could chab, he says. Chaim Oizer. It's an amazing thing he said. Chaim Oizer Vilni, he says, he considers to be the Boki Ador. So, as much as I tried, he said, I could never. I mean, you know what the Chiddush is? The Chiddush is, Chaim Oizer didn't have time to learn. Chaim Oizer didn't have time to learn! Chaim Oizer, literally, the problems of Klal Yisrael rested on his shoulders. And this is what we see over here. We see the Chassidim and Rishonim. They have special miyuchid the Gisyata de Shemaya. Kosh Baruch sees that the Torah shouldn't lose any of their Torah. Not because of their own doing. They give them themselves to the Klal, to the Tzibur, the Zeichet, to a very, very special Gisyata de Shemaya. Sat Meruv once said, the Gemara's Lashon is, Mitoch She Chassidim Hoyo, Torah Sa Mishtameris, the Torah is protected. How does it answer the question? The question wasn't how is the Torah protected? The question is, how do they get the Torah? They're not learning. You know, you can protect something that you have. But if you don't have it, how is it protected? So he said Mishtameres has another meaning as well. Mishtameres means Lashon Shmiret. If you know Masechta Shabbos, there's a parak called Ein Toilin. Ein Toilin Mishmeres. Mishmeres means a sieve, a sifter. Kind of making an oil. If you put a Mishmeres, which is a kli, you put it on top of a cup, it's like making an oil, like making a roof. There's a whole shaila about an oil. Mishmeres means a zip, something that you sift. So he said like this, he says, why does it take us so long to learn? He says, you know why? Because till we get the right pshat, till we reject, right, to throw out all the soil of the gisvaris, you know, through the shakla vataria back and forth, it could take 3 days to learn one blot. I mean, if you want to learn a biyun. Why? To reject all the fashid and gisvaris. But if someone is zeichet to get pure Torah straight from Hashemayim, he says, then you avoid all of that, he says. Because right away you get pure Torah. Then you can master it very quickly. The Chassidim Rishonim says, Torah on Mishtameres. It's lashon to get sifted Torah. Ein Toilin Mishmeres. The word Mishmeres means a sieve, something that sifts. They get pure Torah. Torah on Mishtameres. That is the koyach. So Mamela, I just want to mention to you, this is the last place you thought that this is going to be mentioned there. But the Shev Shematzese has nothing to do with Chassidus, believe me. The Hagdom, the Machaber of Ksetz HaKoyish, those who may not be aware, but Shev Shematzese is familiar anyway. The Shev Shematzese in the Hagdome, says, Isa B'Zoyar. Isa B'Zoyar Kodesh says, when you have, talk about Ben Ubas, the metaphor of Ben Ubas, he says, Ben refers to Torah, and Bas refers to Yira. Bas refers to Yira, and Ben refers to Torah. You also find the lotion. Number of places of Shas Vishnam Tol Vanech, of course, Bonimar have Shaykhus the Torah. Bas Isha Yiras Hashem Hitisalol, you find Yerushimayim related to the Nekeva gender. Al Kapon and BSMA, whatever the Hezbra is, he says Ben is referring to Torah, and Bas, this is the Zohar, he quotes. Lefiza says the Shev Shematzese. I believe we can say Pshat when the Gemara says in Bava Basri, Davkuf Mem Aleph. Everybody knows that Gemara. Bas Tchila Simin Yofa. The bonim. Someone has a daughter first, it's a good sign he'll have boys too, right? Bas tchila simyof le bonim. Says the Shev Shematzeh, according to the Zohar, what's Bas referring to? Yira. What's Ben referring to? Torah. Bas tchila. First you have your Shemayim, simyof le bonim, he says, then he says, you have a good chance of being a Talmud Chacham also. This is the Shev Shematzeh, conceit in the Hagdomah of his Sefer. Okay, so we're going to move on here. Just a gaburcha, okay, so we move on. Just talking about in fact the greatness of Torah, which is connected really with Kedusha. Let me just conclude the segment, and we really start the Tanya here now. So I want to mention that when the Tanya was in Mezrich, and it was Mishamish's Rebbe the Maggid. When the Tanya was in Mezrich, it was Mishamish's Rebbe the Maggid. So the Maggid once called him and said to him that there's a tremendous kitruk min Hashemayim. There's a lot of accusations, he says. Mishamayim, he says, in the oil masal yoinim, why? Because there's a problem with safaris. In other words, when you write the oisis, like the Sefer Torah, the oisis, The Mukubalim have one way of writing it. Mukubalim have one way. And the Paiskim have a different way. And being that there's no harmony, there's no unity, and therefore it becomes a problem, really, of how the right way should be written. Mukubalim write it this way, and Paiskim write it that way. And there's no Hashvoah. There's a Kitrik in Shemayim. So the Magid commissioned the Baal HaTanya. He said, I want you to sit through and to go through all of the Shittas HaPaiskim, compare it to the Shittah of the Mukubalim, and find a Tzuras of Isis that would stem according to everybody. Now you may find something, a midpoint of how to fashion to write the letters of the Aleph Beis in a way that Mukubalim will be satisfied and the Paiskim will be satisfied. The way it's done now is two extremes. Paiskim write it one way, Mukubalim write it a different way. Memela, there's a rift between the two. So I want you to sit down and to figure out a way to write it that should be sort of like borderline in the way that it works for everybody to make Ashvor. The time took the job. It's a very difficult job to be able to find the Tzuras Ois, to be able to fashion, to write Oises in a way that's a Majva, all of the opinions, side of Mukubalim, side of the Paiskim. He sat down, and finally he came down and he presented the Oises of Aleph Beis. And of course, always he presented the Magid and said, the Magid, if he agrees or not. Tanya would always write, he says, after all my halachas in Shulchan Aruch Harav, says that we show it to the Magid, and after the Magid says, come, then that's finished. He says, Kozman, the Magid was masking, he had to look it over. They showed him the Oises, showed him the product of my work, and he said, yeah. He says, this is the way Oises have to be written. These are the ways written. And the Magid said that in this moment, he hears a hachroza, he says, in the Pamal Yishol Malo, that this is the way Oises have to be written. This is the way the Maisa goes. The next day, the Baal HaTanya goes, and he took a trip, and he leaves, goodbye, bits farewell, you know, to Magid, he goes on his trip, and where does he go? He goes to Anipoli. Anipoli was the place where the Rebbe Zisha lived. You remember, when we started the Shir Tanya, we learned also the Haskomis on the Tanya. Very few Haskomis. One of the Haskomis he took was from the Rebbe Zisha. Amazing thing, Rebbe Zisha, Tanya took Haskomis. Rebbe Zisha was not known, quote-unquote, for his koyach, so to speak, if you will, in the Goinus, was known for his kedusha and his avoida, but the Tanya took Haskoma from him, and he was going, he passed through the town of Anipoli. Tanya arrives at night, everybody was sleeping, and he sees that there's a room in the distance, he says, where there's a candle burning. He goes to that house, and who is there? It happens to be the house of Reb David Seifer. He was the Seifer of Anipoli. Reb David Seifer. He's up, he's awake. Tanya goes to the house, and he sees that Reb David is sitting in the middle of the night and he's writing a Sefer Torah. Tanya didn't want to be mavalbel and didn't want to stare him. So Mele, he goes quietly, he inches his way too, till he's able to see. And he couldn't believe it. Reb David is writing Oisius the way that he worked on, I don't know for how many months he worked on, and the new way. The way that he was machadish to write in order to be Majveh, the Shittas of the Paiskim and the Shittas Mukabalim. And here he says, this is Reb David, he's writing him like this. How did Reb David know to write Oises like this? So much he couldn't contain himself. He also knew, he says that very, very clearly. He says that Reb David was not a Mezrich. Not if you're talking, if he would have visited the Magid, then the Magid would have given. He was not a Mezrich at all, since this whole thing came out. This is a new Chiddush of how to write Oises. Couldn't believe it. So he goes, and he knocks on the door and says, you have to tell me, how do you know? Where did you get this way of writing Oises in this way? And Reb David says, I don't know anything. But he says, the Rebbe Zisha came to me today and he said, from now on, you heard Achroza Pamalia Shomalo, this is the way you got to write the Oisius. The Tanya was really stupefied, is on the Kedusha Rebbe Zisha, that he got it straight from the Shemayim, that which they had, were Mavar. And so this is an amazing, amazing thing. And he went to be Mekabel Ponim again, the Rebbe Zisha, before he left again, to see that with the Ruach HaKodesh, that he was already knew already, this is the new way of writing Oisius. So again, what I'm trying to bring out, Rebbe Zisha, design Midas, he was pure, he was Shleimus again, design Midas. If you're Shleimus and design Midas, you know the Chachmas HaTorah, you know what the Ratzon Hashem should be. He got the Achrozah, he was Margish the Achrozah. He didn't go through months and weeks of writing a tshuva and how to write the Oisius. He got it in a Shemayim. How? Shleimus and Zayin Midas, Tikkun of the Zayin Midas. If you're Misakin your Zayin Midas, then you also have the Shleimus in the Chelik of Chochmah Bina Vadas. So receive that. You get that Matanah Min HaShemayim. The Chassidim Rishayinim, right? Their Torah have a special bracha and have special shmira, as Chazal tell us. All right. So we move on now further. We go here to Tanya. beer inyan. All right. So go with beer ha inyan. Beer ha inyan. The Tanya as follows. The inyan is, in other words, he's trying to explain for the chacham and bina v'das. Let us be reminded that we pointed out in the previous year the difference between chacham and bina is chacham is the initial flash. Chacham is the intuitive flash. Before it's developed, the man has an idea, but he did not develop yet how he's going to do it. The person has an idea, he wants to build a bayis, he wants to build a house, but he did not yet develop it, how he wants to build it, how long it should be and how wide it should be and all of these details. He doesn't have that yet. Chochmah is the initial flash. Chochmah is the nekudah ketana. That's the nekudah ketana, that's the dot. But that dot, right, you now continue to take the dot and you can extend it. You can make a line down, you can make a line up, you can make it to the right, you can make it to the left, as long as you want, as short as you want. Those lines, extending the dot in any direction to fashion that which you want to do, that's called bina. Bina is like the maven dover mitar dover, developing that which started out merely as a nekudah, as a dot, chochmah. Therefore, we pointed out, if you remember, that chokhmah bino das, chokhmah is keneged the yud of yudke vodke. Chokhmah is keneged the yud of yudke vodke, so says the Kedushas Levi, and so mentioned the Maranayim, because a yud is a dot. And a yud is a dot. From a dot, you can write all the yoses of the olive base. From one dot, you can write all the yoses of the olive base. Because you start a dot, and you can go in any direction you want. That dot can be extended. So the dot, really, is the haschola, is the foundation of all the letters of the alabase, the technically the yud. Chochmah is the intuitive flash. In this flash, you have everything is already in it. You just didn't bring it out yet. The potential is in that dot. Bina is bringing it out, working it out, developing it out. And that's basically, in not so many words, but this is what the Tanya is saying right now. Chochmah is the initial flash. Bina is working out the details about that flash. So he says like this, Ubir Hinyan. He says the seichel, person has seichel, right? The person has seichel. He has intellectual faculties. So intellectual faculties that a person has, the nefesh hamaskelis is the rational soul, right? The seichel of a person. Chuhu hamaskil called over. It is that seichel, is that faculty, right? Which a person is able to conceive anything. He's able to conceive anything. Nikro b'shem chachma. He says it's this. This is which has the name Chochmah. In other words, it's the first flash of an idea. This is called Chochmah because you know why it's called Chochmah? Because Chochmah is made up of two words. Koyachmah. Rearrange the letters of the word Chochmah. Rearrange the letters of the word Chochmah. It's Koyachmah, which means is Koyachmah. Koyach means a potential. Koyach is a potential. There's a Koyach. Koyachmah. The potential of what is. That's what Koyach is. All you have is like a dot. It's an initial flash. Has not been developed, but the potential in that chokhmah there is there already, right? Is there. So that's why at the stage of chokhmah, it's koyachma. Someone would ask the question, what is it? Why would someone ask the question, what is it? Because at this point, as we said, at this point, the idea is not clear. It has not been developed yet, and therefore it is still in the state of potential. After bino, you don't ask what it is, because after bino has been developed, the understanding, the havana, the details have been worked out. You don't have to ask what it is. I say what it is. Your plans are written out. But at the stage of chokhmah, it's still in the state of potential. That's what's called koyach ma. It's in the state of potential that one would ask ma. What is it? You don't know yet what it is. It's a dot. But that becomes developed into bina. Which that's what he says further. When someone has this flash of chokhmah, which at this point is only potential, when he's moitzi that koyach el apoyel. This is a concentrated idea at this time, right? At this time, the stage of Chochmah is merely a concentrated idea. When he brings that out, El Apoyel, it means he brings it from the potential into the actual. So when he's Moitzi Mikoyach El Apoyel, when he brings it from the potential into the actual, right? How does he do that? How does he bring it from the potential into the actual? You know how? Through the Havonah. Because he thought into it, right? He was Mizbainen into it. He worked it out in his mind. He thought it through and through. Right? Because it was Mizbainen with his seichel, with his intellect, this seminal point, right? Lehovin dover la ashuroi, to be able to understand it full well. Lashuroi, as the Farshi Atanya, as we used to explain, is Lashuroi means la'oirech ulareich. Lashuroi means in all areas. It's thought out fully, fully well. La'oirech means to be able to understand it and to bring it down. me to be able to bring it down into a way that anybody would be able to understand it. We find that Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says, his Chochmah was so great that in order to be able to convey his Chochmah, he had to give 3,000 Mesholim. It's an unbelievable thing. He needed 3,000 Mesholim. Now it's 3,000 Mesholim. Now he gave a Moshel. In order to understand that Moshel, he had to give you a second Moshel to understand the first Moshel. And to understand, it was still so deep, so to understand the second Moshel, he gave you a third Moshel to understand the second Moshel. And so on and so forth. This was the chain. So Mamelech Chochmah was so gewaldic, so tremendous, you need 3,000 Mesholim to be able to lower it, to bring it down to the lowest degree that everybody should be able to understand it. Like upon the average person should be able to understand it. That's the idea, La'ashur. La'ashur, it means to be able to really develop it in a way, right, that everybody is able to understand it. That's La'ashur, right? And also L'yomkoi. And also to bring it, right, L'yomkoi means to its depth, its length, and in fact its breadth. Mitoich eze dovor chokhmah hamusku besichloi. In other words, all this evolves, right, from the original concept which he conceived in his seichel. Chokhmah was the original concept that he conceived in his seichel. Now he developed that concept, but to bring it out from the potential to the actual, that's when it becomes bino, nikra bino. See, now he says, that is bino. So basically, this faculty, which he calls bino, is something that clarifies the details of a concept. Chochmah was a concept. However, it was not clarified yet. As we said, it was like a dot. So that concept, which means chochmah, all you have is a raw concept. But it has already all the potential in it. Because bino is a toitzor, right? It's something that you bring out of that concept, bring it from the potential into the actuality. That is what bino is. So, when you talk about chochmah bino, chochmah bino, these two attributes, chochmah bino, the hein, these are av aim, these are the very father and the mother. Now it's chochmah bino. These are the two faculties, hamoylidois, ahavas Hashem. This is what brings out, if they give birth to ahavas Hashem, the yirosoi, and to yiras Hashem. Yira means not the way we say, loosely translated fear. Yira means awe. Yira means when you stand in front of the king. Stand in front of the king, the reason you're afraid is not that you're afraid he's going to take a sword and chop your head off. I mean, that can happen also, but the idea is, the year is because you stand in front of the king. Why stand in awe? But the president of the United States also, he's not going to hurt you. You stand in awe. You tremble. That's the idea. That's Yira. It's called Yira's Haroimimis, as the Tanya will soon explain. These midos, these emotions of Ava, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yira, or Pachdoi. Pachdoi taki means the dread of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dread means taka pachat. It's the dread. Right? These things basically come from Ava Aim. Ava Aim are considered to be which give birth. It's through Chochmah and Bina that we are able to bring within ourselves these emotions of Ahava and Yira. It's through Chochmah and Bina. Because if a person doesn't have proper Chochmah, if a person doesn't use Bina, then you can't have Ahava Hashem, as we'll explain. Ahava Hashem will not happen just like that. Ahava Hashem will happen through working at it in a specific way, as the Tanya will soon show you, through the mediums of Ava, the medium of Chochmah and Bina, that will give birth to the idea of Ahava Hashem and to Yira Hashem. Which means the interesting is, and therefore, there are those who interpret the Tanya to mean, well, if you have parents, so you have usually an Av and an Aim, right? As he says, Av and Aim. So possibly, Chochmah is the Av, right? And the Bino is considered to be the Aim. How so? Because the idea is like this. Remember, Chochmah, the way the Tanya defined it, Chochmah was the concept. The undeveloped concept at that point was the flash, the intuitive flash. That was Chochmah. Like we said, the dot. That corresponds to the Koich of the Av, which is the Tipa. The Koich of the Av is the Tipa. But that Tipa itself is totally, completely undeveloped. It's nothing at that point. So just in the same way that the Tipa that comes from the Av is totally undeveloped, but has potential. All the potential lies in that Tipa. But the Tipa that comes from the Av, right, is yet undeveloped. That's the Bechin of Chochmah. Chochmah is, as we said, that is the idea. That is the intellectual idea, but at that point has not been developed yet. It's the intuitive flash. So Chochmah corresponds to the Av. Now, when the Tipa, right, finds its way planted into the womb of the mother, that's when the child develops, right? When does the child begin to develop? So all the limbs and everything that becomes to develop. So what develops that Tipa? It's the Aim. That's Bina. Bina is what develops the idea, what brings out the idea. So therefore, when the Tanya says, the Hein Haim, that Chochmah and Bina, these are the Av Aim, Yeah? How is Chochma Bina Davim? Which is which? Chochma is connected Av, and Bina is connected Aim. So the Sachakel, when you have Chochma and Bina, you have now the Av Aim. So this now, in fact, this is going to produce. These are the Av and the Aim of the Midas. Starting off, when you talk about, by the way, when you talk about Av and Yira, Ava, by the way, is Chesed. These are the first two of the Zayin Midas. The Zayin Midas again, Chesed, right? Chesed, Gevurah, Teferis. So the first two, by the way, if you take away the first two, you're left with five. Because the Tanya breaks up two plus five. The Zayin Midas, Chesed, Gevurah, Teferis, Netzach, Hod, Yesed, Malchus. The Tanya breaks up the seven, two and five. Talking about two. The first two are Chesed and Gevurah. Chesed is Ahava, and Gevurah is Yira. So this is Chochma. So Chochma and Bina, Chochma and Bina basically give birth. Right? Give birth, he says, to Av and Yira, which means they give birth to Chesed and Gevura. So the first two of the Zayin Midas, Chesed and Gevura, Chesed corresponding to Ahava, Gevura corresponding, right? Gevura corresponding to Yira. So these are given birth by the Av Eim, by Chochma and Bina. Now, says the Tanya. How is it so? How does Chochma Bina, having Seichel and intellect, how does that bring you to have a Hashem and Yiras Hashem? If you're going to read newspapers, it's not going to happen. You have to use your Chochma, right, and channel it in a way that's going to be on the highway that leads to Havas Hashem. What is that highway? What is that road? What are you supposed to do? Says the Tanya further. Okay? And he says how Chochma Bina gives birth. He just said that it gives birth. So he said like this. Ki HaChochma, as far as Ki HaSeichel Shebenefesh HaMaskelis. Because the intellect, right, that a person has in his rational soul, if a person contemplates and he immerses himself, right? When a person immerses himself exceedingly, right, in the greatness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's how you come to Havas Hashem. You have to think about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This has to be your subject. It has to be something that you are working at. If a Havas Hashem is your goal, so you have to do something to bring it about. What do? A person has to be thinking about the godliness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who is this HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So if it's absolutely in the back of your mind, you have to bring it from the back into the forefront and start thinking about the Godless Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in keeping you alive. Thinking about the Godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lead you, as he points out, to Havas Hashem. To Havas Hashem. Agav Ruchi, I just want to tell you again, as you see everything, I mean, the way that Dairis, when they learned Tanya, they were Medaik in every word. The Tanya, as we said, he revised this many, many times. Like a 20-year, we started the Agdama when we learned it. It was like a 20-year situation until you had the Tanya from beginning to end. Because constantly he took out and added and took away words and so on and so forth till he felt this is the way it is. So you have it very crystal clear the way that he wanted to present it. So each word is here, and even style and even Seder, there's a lot being said about it with many, many different interpretations as well. You notice, for example, here he talks about Ahavas Hashem v'yirosoy, right? So he mentions Ahavas Hashem, right? He mentions Ahavas Hashem first, and then he mentions Yira. In the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, we started in the bottom, but we met the first page of Perek Yud Gimel. There he mentioned, he spoke about the Zayin Midos, he said, Ahavas Hashem, right? There he said, in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, he says, Ahavas Hashem, Upardo V'Yerosoy. He mentions first Ahavas Hashem. Here he mentions Yira, right? And then Pachad. Question is why? Why did he change the Seder? In the beginning of the Perek, he mentions Ahava Hashem v'Yirosoy, right? Ahava first and then Yira. Hashem, and there, like he mentioned, different. First of all, talking about, by the way, about Yira and Pachad. I'm talking about Yira and Pachad. In the beginning of the Perek, he mentions Pachad before Yira. Here he mentions Yira and then Pachad. Yira is awe, Pachad is dread. That's a pachad. It's mamish pachad. Yira is awe. Here he mentions Yira and then pachad. Ahavas Hashem v'yirosoy, right? Pardon. The beginning of the perik, he mentions pachad before Yira. So the reason that's given, you see how everything has to fit. The reason is given is azoy. When you're dealing with emotions, Yira is an emotion, awe. Pachad is dread, right? Pachad. A person's in pachad. When you're dealing with emotions in the order of birth, as how the emotions come to you. How emotions come to you. So when you deal with emotions in the order of birth, so then Yira precedes Pachad. Why? Because Yira comes, as we'll soon see from the time, Yira comes from the Moyach, from the intellect. Yira is something that comes from the Moyach, and only after the emotion is formed in the mind, then it's yira, then it descends to the lev as pachat, because dread is felt in the lev. Now the intellectual part is yira. And once a person has intellectualized that, to lead it to the heart, to feel it belay, pachat is felt in the lev. Pachat is something. Mensch zittert. When a person feels he has to zitter, it happens instinctively. Instinctively zitter. Because that's belay, it's in the heart. Yira is something that starts with the moyach. So first, when you're starting to give birth to these emotions, yira is in the moyach. So first it's intellectualized. Then once it's intellectualized, so that stage, right, it descends to the heart. From there it descends to the heart and turns into pachat. So you have yira first, and then you have pachat. Once a person already achieves both madregas, in other words, he already has yira and he has pachat. Now he possesses both attributes. He possesses yira and he has pachat. So then pachat precedes yira. Why? Because the emotion of pachat in a person's heart is a deeper emotion than intellectual. Hergish belev is much a stronger emotion than intellectual one. So once you have both already, when you have it already, pachat comes before yira. Because the emotion that's felt in the heart is more than intellectual. When you don't have it yet, when you're giving birth to these emotions, so first you're going to accept it intellectually, yira, and from the mind, it develops, it descends into the heart. So yira, and then comes pachat. But once you have both already, so then pachat is before yira. So we go further here. So the Tanya says very clearly what the person has to do is, he thinks about Gadlus Hashem. And what does he think about Gadlus Hashem? Echu memala kol almin. How Kodesh Baruch Hu, literally, he fills the entire world. There's no place in the world where Kodesh Baruch Hu's light is not found. There's no aspect in this world, right, where Kodesh Baruch Hu is not found. And also, v'soiviv kol almin. The person continues more. Not only does he perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills everything, but v'soiviv means he encompasses all worlds. Here again, the Mefarshim and the Tanya explain encompassing, because Kodesh Baruch Hu, true light, is too bright. This world can't receive it. But it encompasses all worlds, mibchutz, all around. So therefore, the first chelik is he's memalek kol almin. The chelik that fills our world is only a small speck, like we said, it's screened. A very, very small chelik of Kodesh Baruch Hu's light fills everywhere, every aspect of this world. But then there's the much greater light, that which hasn't been screened out as much, so to speak. That's soiviv kol almin. It's so soiviv. It's not capable to fill. It's too strong. It's too bright. Everything would be destroyed. Our world is unable to receive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite light, as it was, in all of its glory. So that's the soiviv kol almin. Person manifests and thinks about a Gadlus Hashem. A, he fills this world with as much light that we can handle. Every aspect of this world has divine light of the Urin Soif in it. Same time also, he's soiviv kol almin. He encompasses the world outside. That's beyond what we are able to tolerate. That therefore it's soiviv. It encompasses everything else. In addition to that, the third thing, the kula kame kaloi choshev. And then he contemplates another aspect, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, right, in creation, is considered as nothing. Now, anything in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is batel mevutel. Being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, basically, is in every aspect, he's there in every mashu, in every molecule of everything that's here in the world, so everything else, mamish, is batel completely. So it's like bitl hayesh. Everything that we have over here, klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is like keloi hoy, it's like nothing, nothing. If a person really contemplates about these things, and a person really, if it hits home in his mind, what's going to be what's the consequence of that? The consequence of those thinking is that noilda, right? That noilda, that this comes out of this, right? Noilda v'nis oira midas yiras aroimimis. This will bring about the midah of awe. B'moichoi umashavtoi. The person will stand in awe for Kodesh Baruch Hu's divine majesty. Kodesh Baruch Hu's divine majesty thinks about the gavlus and gvuras Hashem. And Mamela, this will bring out, as he says, yiras aroimimis. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a majestic being in his mind and his machshava. Lira v'lehiz boishes migdelusa yizborach. And this will bring him automatically also to fear and be humble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. She'ein lo soy v'tachlis, which is without end and without limit. In other words, what the Tanya says, the fear of a person will also be coupled with humility. That's what he says. Lira v'lehiz boishes. A person will see, I'm nothing, who am I? Klapa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he contemplates what he is. Person, you know, you think about the afsi yisodom. I mean, how nil a person is. You go up into a tall building, all of a sudden people begin to look like little ants. You go up into a plane, then you see even smaller than ants. And imagine going up to the Levona, you can't even see a person. Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is above and above and above, higher and higher, gevoyim al gevoyim, we have no idea. So what is a person? What are we compared to the godless habayir? It's not shayach. There's no terminology. That's what he says. When we think about gvuras Hashem, godless Hashem, it comes to his boishesh. Paul said we become humble. He says his boishesh means become humble. Migdulosa yizbarach. Become humble. That's the koyach. Think of godless Hashem brings us to humility. Upachad Hashem beliboy. And from there also will be born a pachad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his heart. He says. So first comes the emotion of yira. You think about godless Hashem, the first is yira, you stand in awe. Once you have developed yira, comes ahava. Ahava is the next. That is the hadra. You can't have ahava without proper yira. You can't have ahava Hashem until first your mind and your body, your guf, stands in awe before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you have come to the realization and you develop the midah of yira, the midah of yira will then bring you further. This contemplation of the gulas Hashem, the yiras harayimis, will bring you to ahava. Therefore he says, vishuv, this is next. He says, this same contemplation, yislahev liboy, right? This will give birth, he said, to the next midah, bahava azo. Right? This will give the tremendous ahava kirash peyesh. Will be such a tremendous ahava, Tanya taught you, what means ahava Hashem? Yeah, it's Hashem. So a person should make up in his mind what he thinks, what he loves the most, and think about and multiply that a million times over. Because ahava Hashem means he'll come to a point where his heart will glow, kirash peyesh. Means it'll glow. His heart will glow, kirash peyesh. He says, like fiery flames. His heart will be so consumed with ahava Hashem, like fiery flames. Now look at the adjectives. Bechashika, he says, with a passion. Bechafitza, with a desire. Uchuka, and a longing, the nefesh shekeka, and a yearning soul, legdulas ein soif baruch hu. He said, to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ein soif. That's ultimately what a person can reach and achieve. That's what Chochma Bina. Chochma Bina is the contemplation, the havana, the seichel. Your intellectual faculties, this will also bring the person to his shiftless to realize where he stands in the world. This will be the tremendous oil have klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and once he achieves that plateau, the mid of Yira, the next, further, what leads, Yira will lead him further, Take, to Ahava. We'll stop right here, but I just want to show you one item on the sheet, and we'll continue on the sheet next week, because there's a number of issues, but let's take one item, we conclude with that. And that is in Kemat all the Chassidic Shesvarim, this is a very interesting anecdote. We're going to go to number 3. We go to number 3. Okay, B'Sefer Chuas Chayn. Sefer Chuas Chayn is from Rav Gedalia Milinitz. Rav Gedalia Milinitz was one of the contemporary of the Maggid. Was contemporary of the Maggid, and he was one of the Chassidim Rishonim of the Baal Shem Tov, who basically was one of the first, if you will, who went around spreading Chassidus. One of the very first who went to spread Chassidus at the time was quite very, very unpopular. Was Rav Gedalia Milinitz. So he wrote a sefer called Chuas Chayn. So Belikutim Kosav. He says the Zel Rishonim. Look what he says. Shumati mipe kodesh hamanoyach harav moreinu rav the Zionist Zisha, Rebbe Zisha. Okay, that's the Rosh HaTevis. I heard mepe kodesh from the holy mouth of the Rebbe Zisha on Ipoli. Shepam echad hoye mizvakeach imochiv amafursim. They once had a debate with his famous brother. Who is his brother? The Rebbe Meilach. Right? Moreinu Rebbe Meilach. Sheechad men omar once said, Sheikir hu shia hoda mekoidim shefal ruach letachlisoi. First, a person has to work on his shiflis. How nil he is, right? How not he is. Ad shemegoidla shiflis yovei achakach lehevin gedulis habayir baruch hu. The Milo's opinion was, first work on shiflis, and if you successfully are able to recognize your shiflis, then you'll better be able to appreciate godless Hashem. First shiflis atzmoy, then godless Hashem. Right? The Echad men omar, and then the other one said, he didn't say who, by the way, he says Echad omar. He says one said, the other one said, that behepech, Shistakel mekoidim begedulas habayre baruch hu. First, look at godless Hashem. Umitzadzeh yovei achakach lehechrich shiflas atzmoy aloch. And that will bring you to shiflas. The shalom, which is first. Does shiflas atzmoy bring you to gedulas Hashem? Or does recognizing gedulas Hashem bring you to shiflas atzmoy? It can start either way. The shalom is Rav HaMagid. So they decided who's the best one to answer. The only one who can answer is the Magid. So they asked the Magid. Rabbeinu HaKodesh Mareinu HaRav Doivdeh. Zechut Tzadim Kosh Vavrocha. Shechriya Beneim. He said both are okay, he said. But the Yomar he said She'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. However, Ach Madregezu She'choshev Mekoidim Shiflas Atzmoy. But the position that what? That first work on your shiflas, That's Madrege Gedoyle Mechaber. It's just a higher Madrege. In other words, both are acceptable. But this is a higher Madrege. But it appears here that possibly that the Tanya took the other position. Tanya's position, he says, talk about, think about, contemplate Gedulas Hashem, and that will bring you to Yirah, and that will bring you, Taka, to the union of the Shiflas Atzmoy. But Kapon, you said that this was a debate in terms of Avodas Hashem, which is the proper Derech. We have between Rabbi Meilach and Rabbi Zisha, and here at Kapon we have the words of the Tanya. Okay, so far we are working a year and a half. We'll continue Bez Hashem next week. Thank you for that.